Hey, well, we're gonna kind of have our normal Friday practice today, and then head out to Denver this afternoon. So, I think everybody's excited, obviously, for this game. It's a great opportunity. It's what we've worked all year for, to play in games like this. So, I'm sure we'll get everybody's best effort. I'm sure we'll get Denver's, and hopefully we can go out there and play our best football of the year on Sunday. That's our goal.
How's the week of preparation going?
Well, Denver's always a hard team to get ready for. So, I think we're working at it. We'll see where we're at on Sunday.
Bill, you view leaving today more standard operating procedure based on the time of the game and the time of the
Yeah,
week?
we've done that multiple times.
Why do you feel like that puts the team in the best position to be at its best?
It's a combination of things.
Is there anything you can do to prepare for the altitude at all?
Like we've been doing it all year. So being a well-conditioned athlete is ready to play in different conditions.
The noise was turned up as usual, as you say, as you do all year, but is there any more attention on it in Denver than other cities?
We played in a lot of loud stadiums. I'm sure this will be loud, but I mean, it's the way, we deal with it every week on the road.
Have there been any specific advice to the players to avoid the now legal recreational marijuana in Denver?
I think we know what the NFL policy is on that.
Is there an NFL policy against what is now legal there, even though it's not legal in those?
Well, I think that's something you ought to take up with the NFL then.
Well, you mentioned it, so.
I think if you have any more questions about it, you should talk to the league about it. They're the ones that have the policy.
You have a fairly young roster this year, and you've also lost some key veterans to injuries. Just who are you leaning on this week to kind of help the guys, and are you worried about the situation being too big for some of all the young kids?
Every one of us. We all have a job to do. We're going to have to count on everybody to do their job. Nobody can do anybody else's. So, look, there's no rookies anymore, and we've already played 21 games. So.
Given the fact that it's a young team, yesterday Tom Brady said you're a great motivator. What are you saying to this team specifically to kind of motivate them and get them in the right frame of mind?
We're talking about what we need to do to win. It's as simple as that. Denver's a unique opponent. They have their own style of play. We have our matchups against them that are different from any other team we match up against. And just trying to do the best I can to get our team ready to go out there and compete against the Broncos and try to tell them what we need to do to win.
Is part of doing the best you can, pointing out from motivation how many people are picking against him these days, this week.
We can't really worry about what anybody else says or thinks or does. We can just control what we do, and that's what we're focused on, is what we're doing, our preparations.
Bill, yesterday Tom talked about how Ryan, it was nice for Ryan to get some first team reps and obviously scout team reps both on Wednesday. To your way of thinking, how did Ryan look on Wednesday, and how valuable are those opportunities for him?
Well, I think opportunities are valuable for every player whenever they come. I mean, that's how you improve as a player, as you play. So any opportunity a player gets, hopefully he'll take advantage of it and make him better.
How's he grown through the season as Tom's understudy?
I mean, Ryan's done a good job for us all year in terms of his preparation for our game, what we're doing, and his ability to work with the defensive coaches and the offensive coaches to replicate what we're seeing from the other team's offense, or in this case, Manning and the Broncos. So, he works hard at that, very diligent at trying to give the defense the best look that he can, which is a big role in his position, but also being ready to go out there and execute our offense and our plays as he had to do on Wednesday.
Obviously, it's a different situation because Drew had a lot more experience, even took a team to the Super Bowl back in 96. But what do you remember about him coming into the 2001 AFC Championship?
Made a couple plays right there before the half, hit Patton on a flag route on a bunch situation. Ultimately, those were the points that we scored offensively. Defensively, we scored on a punt return scoring a punt return and a blocked field goal that was returned for a touchdown. But, you know, the offensive points that we had were, you know, important in that game.
You often mention that nothing's more important than the health of the players and the players themselves. Is there any concern just on anything going around, a bug with the team, that the players will be able to be at their best for Sunday's game?
We'll do all we can on that. I don't know. I mean, I can't see the germs. If I could, we'd stamp them out. But we got to do the best we can to take preventative measures and just, you know, in general, take good care of our health, whether that's treatment, you know, normal hygiene, sanitation in all of our public areas and so forth. But, I mean, we do that on it's a 24/7 job. It doesn't just start, you know, last week or last month. It's, you know, it's every day in all the different parts of our building and our facility. Obviously, we have a lot of guys that, you know, have some type of interaction with each other. And, you know, that's important.
Talk a lot about players having toughness, and it might sound unusual to ask about a punter and his toughness, but that's obviously a big part of this too, with whatever Ryan is battling through. What have you noticed from his toughness, just in terms of when he first got here in April to now?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's a big jump for Ryan, punting in New England from Louisiana, so I think that he's, had to make that adjustment like all athletes do when they change locations like that. But mentally, he's shown a lot of toughness and competitiveness to do what he needs to do, whether it be wind, rain, snow, cold, what have you. And look, it's a long season, so this is a lot different than playing a college season. And, you know, all of our younger players have dealt with, the mental fatigue, the physical fatigue, some physical ailments from time to time. And that's part of being a pro athlete, is working through them and still being able to perform at a high level. So I think he's met that challenge, as really, you know, all of our rookies have had to meet. That's part of the game.
Are there any lingering concerns about Brady's health, stemming from the Wednesday absence?
Whatever his situation is, we'll list it on the injury report, and that's what it is.
He's been on and off the roster a few times this year. How has he, pick things up, and how has he dealt with that?
Good. Yeah, Austin's a smart guy. He's an experienced player. He's been in, obviously, a very good passing system in Indianapolis, and I think he's done a good job for us here. He's come through in some critical times for us with some key plays, and, that's what a team is. You have to depend on everybody, and he's been dependable in situations where we needed him. There have been a few of those this year.
Tom was quite willing to talk yesterday about a poll that found him least liked NFL quarterback. I couldn't find much on coaches, but a midseason poll of players actually surprisingly showed you as second least liked to play for. Kind of surprised me given your success. But are you surprised that NFL players wouldn't want to play for you?
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's got their own opinions out there, so whatever they are, they are.
They suggested that they like the success, but found the hard-nosed approach, looking from the outside, that they might not have liked that. I'm just wondering, if someone has been in the NFL long and would think success would be the number one goal.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you have to talk to the people who said that. I don't really know what they think.
Any other questions? If you have to make a change at holder on the field goal operation, how significant is that? Is that something that a couple, days of practice, you'd feel confident going into the game with a change there if you had to?
Whatever we have to do, we'll do. And again, our players from day one know that, everybody's responsible for more than one position. I mean, we just can't, have the luxury of a backup for every single spot, especially when you look at the kicking game. You have basically 66 different starters on the six units there, in addition to offense and defense. And so that's part of everybody's job, is to be responsible for more than one, or in some cases multiple positions. And who knows who's going to be called on to do what, when, like Steve had no punt last year, or last week rather. But, again, that's part of the NFL. You don't have that many guys on your roster, and you need to be able to compete in the game and function with, guys that can't go. So I think we prepare for every situation we prepare for, and that goes all the way back to training camp or in the spring when we have guys play multiple positions where sometimes it's a perception that we're moving a guy, but we're not moving anybody. We're trying to build our depth for him and our team. And getting into a situation at this time of year, sometimes those things pay off.
Speaking of the kicking game, I just wanted to get your thoughts. I know you mentioned Rick Goslin's rankings, you know, he puts together each year on special teams.
He does a great job of that.
And actually, Patriots were first. It just came out within the last week. I was curious what you would attribute a number one ranking from what you've seen from the start to the finish of the season. Is there a common thread that, you know, would...
Number one, I think you got to, you know, give a lot of credit to Scott and Joe, the coaches, and Matt Slater, our special teams captain, and all the guys that have contributed. Obviously, you have to have a good play from your specialist to be good on special teams, your snapper, your holder, your kicker, your returner, and then the core players that are in those units. But, you know, also all the other guys that chip in on one or two, that are maybe one or two, or maybe in some cases three phase players. So it's, you know, it's a team effort. You know, I don't think that ranking represents anything that one person did, but obviously the two coaches and the specialists and the core players had a lot to do with it. But you know, I think it's more of a credit to the entire team and the effort that they put into it over the course of the year. Of course, which doesn't really mean anything now because we're in a one-game season and, you know, all that. I mean, none of that stuff in the regular season means anything. None of those stats, none of those records, none of anything. So keeping it in perspective, it's a meaningless stat for this game.
Much been made of that, and do you think there is a Patriot way that makes a difference for this team, whether for winning, whether for team cohesion over personal goals? Do you think that makes a difference in the contract? Or are all the teams really doing?
Yeah. Well, that's a question I really can't answer, because I don't know what the other 31 teams are doing. I just know what we're doing. And what we try to do what we feel is best for our football team. Every day of the year, 365 days a year, we try to make the best decisions we can for our football team. So what everybody else is doing, each organization, I would say, has their own individual style. Each coach has his style. Each team's different. I mean, they're all in the same league, but they're all different. And we try to do what we feel like is best for us, whether that's what somebody else does or doesn't do in some portion of it. I mean, I don't really know. Not anything we can do about it. I don't really care. It's, you know, we got to do what's best for us. I can't worry about what everybody else is doing. Other than try to make our situation better, if we can improve it, then we're certainly open to trying to do that, because that's what's important, is improving and, you know, finding a better way to do things, doing things better.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, great. Thank you.